the installation, and there would actually be a surplus that you could do some of these other things, like support the revival of the campus or whatever we thought was important as a group. You're basically talking about doubling the economy in a decade. And I don't hear of anybody else coming up with a plan to do any of that.
Someone took over a couple of the theaters at some of these two-year campuses that were shut down, but that's another possibility if you could get someone to help out, maybe get some sort of grant or something for the Copper Top.
Absolutely. You know, and that's another example of the fine arts. Sometimes folks kind of diss the fine arts, and they think people should be only dealing with technical things. And technical things are great, but having that complete, well-rounded thing and the experience is... And think back also, when we first came to the area about 35 years ago, Dean Kempthorne was doing the his lecture series, and he filled up rooms of people listening to whatever topic he wanted to talk about because it was interesting. The continuing education idea, it's not just a 3-year, 4-year, whatever thing. It's like a lifetime of learning experience. Mm-hmm. And I just think we have so much to share. The fine arts that you're mentioning is certainly a big part of that.
No doubt about it. Anything else you want to add today, Tom?
No, I think the big thing is that we got to get involved before the folks thinking about tearing things down get too far along and give them some input. And anybody who wants to get a hold of me, please get a hold of me at tcrofton at MWT.
All right, sounds good. Tom Crofton, our guest on today's morning show.
Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
I'm Sherry Preston. The White House and Republicans happy with last night's congressional address in which President Trump declared,
"Citizens, America is back."
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce has reaction.
They feel that he set the right tone, that it was optimistic, I'm told. That was the word that one White House official just used to describe this to me. Look, the president did what he came to do in the sense that he laid out everything that he's done in the last 44 days in office, that flurry of executive actions, trying to really crystallize for the American people what he's done so far, also trying to sell some of what he's done, especially when it comes to DOGE and these efforts to overhaul the federal government.
Democrats sat on their hands during the speech or held up signs that said false during many of the president's statements. Ukrainian President Zelensky says on X the Oval Office blow up last week was regrettable and he stands ready to work on a lasting peace for his country. This is ABC News. New York Mayor Eric Adams is set to testify before Congress today on the city's response to the Trump administration's immigration plan. ABC's Phil Tate is on Capitol Hill.
Mayor Adams is in our nation's capital, and he's set to testify before the House committee in just hours. He'll be one of three other mayors that will be questioned on immigration enforcement as well as their sanctuary city policies. But Mayor Adams is set apart from the other three mayors from Boston, Chicago, and Denver who will testify, not only because of his public questioning of New York City law, rather his relationship with the Trump administration after the president's Justice Department directed prosecutors to drop his corruption charges.
Vietnam generates a big part of its economy through tourism and fishing, and both things are in danger of disappearing because of the coral reefs of Nha Trang. They have dried up because of overfishing, climate change, and pollution. Environmental experts are warning of better management to safeguard the vital and threatened ecosystems. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 stopping by at Highway 14 East or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Coming up, a check of forecast details, some weather announcements as well, and later on, even more important, some fact or Hanko here on WRCO.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizza. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A winter storm warning for Vernon County continues this morning. Winter weather advisory for Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 6 this evening. And a wind advisory for all of us with winds that will kick up in that 15 to 25 range and maybe 40 or more miles per hour later on. That will happen between 11 and 9 today. So some wicked weather certainly on the way. That's a prediction for the day in southwest Wisconsin. 17 for a low tonight. Lots of sunshine Thursday and 37 degrees. With an east-northeast wind at 7 miles per hour, it is 34 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. And all total, precipitation-wise, looks like about 37 one-hundredths of an inch of rain this morning. We have received exactly an inch of rain since yesterday morning.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
School is closed today in the Kickapoo District, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, Eagle, and Wazika Steuben. A reminder, the Richland District has a scheduled day off today for students, but the parent-teacher conferences will not be held. Those are canceled for today in the Richland District. Richland Community Food Pantry will be open
today. We just want to make that reminder that they will be open and not closing today because of the weather. That's how it goes weather-wise today on WRCO Radio as we get ready for the day. And we'll see, especially some areas to our west and north. We'll see a little bit more of that snow coming in along the way today. Here's Clay Walker.
Laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow.
Not such a bad thing. Maybe knocking down the fire danger just a little bit. WRCO, WRCE, giving you the wake-up call today. It is 7:13. Here is Morgan Wallen.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love?
Thank you. WRCO and let your compass be your guide. Community announcements this morning. Gentle Cherry Yoga at Richland Center Community Center is canceled, and all Richland County meal sites are closed, and there will not be home-delivered meals for today. We can remind you the Richland Community Food Pantry will be open today between 4 and 5:30.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit Wirtz Plumbing and Heating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Hey folks, John here at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon.
Napa Know How!
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Endometriosis is a largely silent, chronic disease that is estimated to affect 1 in 10 women between the ages of 15 and 44. It often takes time to diagnose, since symptoms often mimic other health concerns. If you're experiencing low back and pelvic pain, intestinal issues, and severe menstrual cramps, talk to your provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. It's time to put your health first.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Good morning, young man. How are you?
Mr. Hank Bray.
Mr. Philip Nee.
I am good.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, a little wet out there. We need the moisture, though.
We do need the moisture. Yeah. And people are saying, oh, they blew this one. But I think we're still going to get some nasty stuff.
They might have blew it, but we still need the rain. I'm okay with the rain.
We'll get some snow, though, probably. I mean, the temperature has really fallen.
Yes.
It's at 33.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was 7 degrees warmer like an hour and a half ago.
See, last night when I was at the local gym, when I went into the gym, it was 44. And then when I left, it was 46. Like, hey, we're going the wrong way.
Right. Yeah, it did warm up.
So it did warm up. So anyway, I was at Ithaca last night. Nice job by those young men. I mean, when those guys want to play ball, they just put the hammer down.
Yeah. Some good games last night.
Yeah, it was some good games.
Yep, good close games. Richland Center won, River Valley won in a local boys action. Yep. And Ithaca won, Kickapoo won.
So yes.
North Crawford, teams in our area.
Yeah, so all kind of games to watch Friday, and some good games on Thursday if you want to go out and support a local team somewhere. I think Cuba City's still in it.
Yes. And I was told, and I don't have this on paper, but they changed games. So Richland Center is still hosting a game Thursday night, but it's not the what was supposed to be Prairie du Chien.
Mm-hmm.
And their opponent, they moved that to Dodgeville.
Really?
And they have Barneveld over here.
Thursday. Okay. A little closer for Barneveld than, who was it, Barneveld?
Is it Schulzberg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they were supposed to play in Prairie.
Yes. So they kind of moved those around location-wise. So
it kind of helps a little bit.
Yeah. And I'm guessing for the other one, it's probably more centrally located, too.
Probably,
in Dodgeville.
So, yep.
Anyway, that I never saw a release on that, but it, you know, because it wasn't like that until, I think, Monday night, maybe, or yesterday morning.
Oh, okay.
So,
but Richland Center does an awesome job of hosting events like that.
They do.
They're really willing to. Laura Sugg will be down there, and I tell you what, it's just an amazing staff, so... So, Mr. Wrestling Man Bill Twining last night at the game.
Was he there?
Yeah, I was going to throw him out, but he never said anything to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So
it's, you know, should have thrown him out for just what he was thinking about you, maybe.
It was probably all good. No, nice to see him there and supporting the Bulldogs. A good crowd last night. So
I bet.
So anyway, yeah, they, when Ithaca, you know, for defensively wise, they, I mean, when they were down 29-18, Phil, in the blink of an eye, it was, I think it was 35-33 Ithaca.
It changed.
Yeah. I tell you what, when they clamped down, they clamped down. It was impressive how their defense was. So, but anyway, you have, you know, you have Wells Nelson, you have Santa Clary, and then Houston. He comes off the bench. What a good kid he is. So I was very impressed with their team. So
they'll play at Highland Friday night, and that's going to be a good game.
They're
both really good basketball teams.
So the keys to Highland, you know. Limit your opponent to one shot. Make sure you hit the boards and do not turn the basketball over. Mm-hmm. So if you don't do that, you should win.
They've done a good job with that this year, too.
And at least hit 65% of your free throws.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 6.5 free throws per 10.
I think the goal is always 70, you know,
it is,
best case scenario, but 65 was better than a lot of nights.
Shoot like old Henry did behind the arc.
You shot behind the arc?
Yeah. Well, not Noah's arc, but the arc.
Oh.
Like the 3-point.
I thought you were trying to shoot over McDonald's arches or something. Maybe.
No. No, but, you know, if you don't shoot at all, you always shoot 100%.
Oh, that's true.
So your goal is at least 40% in high school.
I heard you never met a shot you didn't like.
But. Yeah, exactly. My, I was shooting. Where was I shooting at the other day with my brother? And first one I come up there, I just clanged it. And my brother goes, "You still have it from high school?"
Yeah.
I said,
"Hasn't
sure
changed a bit.
Hadn't changed."
See, if you never had it, you don't have anything to lose.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I'm good at that. Philip, Hanko or Facto, ZZ's top first album was titled ZZ's Top First Album.
Let me think about that. I think that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
Nice job. I knew you'd get that one.
I had to think about it because they had quite a few with like Spanish names or things like that. But
you notice you got the first one right.
Uh huh.
So that's been a long couple weeks since you got the first one.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, Phil, is a group of cats called a clowder?
A clowder of cats. It sounds familiar. I think it's true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
Philip. The first bifocal was invented by Ben Franklin.
Well, that's
let me rephrase that. Was Ben Franklin's idea. The first bifocal. Uh-huh.
I think it's absolutely true.
It is absolutely true.
Yeah. He invented a few things.
Yeah.
He was out flying a kite and discovered electricity, supposedly, too. Huh?
Yeah, that's weird. Ooh, there's something shiny.
Zap!
Many sport fishermen believe that bananas on a boat are unlucky, claiming fish won't bite when bananas are on board, or that the fruit will lead to mechanical breakdowns or other mishaps.
I think that's got to be true.
It is totally bananas, Phil. But true. Some superstitious fishermen avoid bananas, even items bearing the word banana.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I usually have a banana with me.
You have one all the time.
Yeah, that's my morning fruit of choice.
Yeah, do you remember when I was trying to fix the computer or plugging in something over here in the...
Yeah.
And you put a banana on the floor and I rolled into them?
No, I bumped it off the table and it landed on the floor behind you and you stepped on it.
My butt rolled in that, didn't it?
I don't remember what part of your body, but it was history, the banana.
Yeah.
The banana was...
And the fruit flies were
squished.
Horrible.
I never figured out in old movies why that was so funny. I mean, it must have been something of the time, but, you know, throw a banana peel and someone goes, whoop! Well, they aren't that slippery.
No.
You know, actually, they give you more traction if you step on one, I think. But
suffering succotash.
Yeah. I used that as a trivia question a few weeks ago on the Saturday Night Show.
You did.
And then people were calling saying, you know, they still sell succotash. I said, they do. Yeah. I have no idea that they still
sell it. We talked about that
yesterday. Yeah. Succotash, which was more of a dish during the Depression. Mm-hmm. Because I presume, you know, maybe people had a lot of corn, corn on the cob, and then lima beans. I believe that's what it is, corn and lima beans. And so, but yeah, poor Sylvester the cat, you know, when he's saying suffering succotash.
Suffering succotash.
If you've had succotash for a week or so, probably got a little old.
Yeah. Suffering from succotash.
But people said, hey, you can still get it. I said, I've never looked for succotash.
Speaking of depression, it's been depression in my house for the last 20 years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It is illegal to sign some types of financial legal documents using black ink. Black ink signatures can be too easily reproduced in a standard photocopy machine, Philip.
That's not true.
It is not illegal. A document is legal even if you sign it with a crayon, but it's safer to sign in blue ink.
In blue ink,
yep,
really?
That's what they say.
Okay. Oh, I suppose. Oh. That would show it was the original. If it was copied, it would tend to be.
Well, unless you have color.
If you have a color copy, yeah, that would shoot down that theory, wouldn't it? Yeah.
I remember when I was working for the state, anything that we wrote down, log books, you know, like any kind of reports, all had to be black ink.
Black ink.
Black ink.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Blue ink's a little bit more. You don't have that as common.
No.
You
don't
have to, most pens are black ink.
Yeah. Skateboarding invented during the late 1940s is among one of the top 10 most popular sports in the world, Phil. What are you going to do here?
I'm guessing that it is.
It is. It's a fact. You need to get on board.
Yeah, there's a real, there was, I don't know if there still is, but there's a real wave of young people and doing all kinds of, like, wild acrobatic things and, you know, skateboard parks. I never got into that.
Me either.
I couldn't do it on the level. I don't know why I'd want to go airborne.
Well, exactly. I don't like falling.
No, not that much.
Nope. As a graduate student, computer scientist David Canfield Smith introduced the idea of computer icons. He was inspired by Russian Orthodox Church icons that use graphics to represent a function or a meaning of the image.
There's so much information in there. It has to be true. It has to be true.
It's fact. A picture is worth a thousand words. And how true that is.
Oh, boy. Okay.
This should be you.
All right.
Okay. Eating too many sour Skittles in one setting,
ooh,
or sour candy, can make your tongue shed a layer of skin.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Let me see. Did you eat sour Skittles?
No, I didn't. But I did buy them at the movie for one of my granddaughters on Sunday. And I think they ate a significant amount of them before I stopped them. Great grandfatherly grandparenting.
Yeah.
You know,
well, nothing wrong with that.
No.
It is a fact. Angry candy. It takes about 30 to 60 minutes after eating sour candy for your saliva to neutralize the acid and heal your tongue. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And some people eat those atomic sour balls or whatever they are. Oh, man.
I was just like a good gobstopper. You remember the gobstopper?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They wasn't too big. They wasn't too small.
Don't chew them, though. It hurt your teeth.
I know, but you always try to.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, always. And today it'd be like, oh, I'm going to go to the dentist.
Yeah, exactly. That hurt.
In 2023, the Gerber Baby food brand launched jars of McDonald's licensed Big Mac and fries dinner for baby food.
No, that can't be. I'll say false.
It is false. It's a bunch of Hanko. This is one of the load of McPoop through the few McDonald's outlets tried offering standard Gerber baby food as a menu item in the late 1980s.
They did?
They tried to offer.
They tried.
The traditional.
I see.
So,
okay.
Which is not bad. I mean, that's a good idea if you know.
Yeah. Huh. Interesting. All right.
Well, let's see here. Oh, okay, one more here.
Is that all you know? Oh.
Norwegians say Texas as slang to mean wild or crazy. They say Texas as long as slang to mean wild or crazy. Oh, that's, my gosh, Phil, you're Texas.
It sounds true.
It is true, Phil. True, you can hang your hat on it, and is widespread in Norway and is frequently used in the phrase, help Texas, completely crazy.
Wow.
You scored a perfect.
Did I?
You did.
I thought I had one wrong.
Did you have one wrong?
I don't remember. It was good enough, though. I mean, if we don't do this one for, I mean, I don't fill out a form, so it can't go on the fridge, though.
No, Wednesdays don't fill out. You only get one day for fridge hangers.
I know.
But the other day, it's bragging rights. So we need to put it out there. You know what? Phil nailed Facco or Hank.
Woo! There you go, baby.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. I hope everybody drives safe today.
Absolutely.
And you know what? Be kind, young man.
Conditions can change, you bet. We'll get to some of those announcements coming up, and birthdays and anniversaries, too.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
If you run a small business these days, you know just how challenging things can get. But you're a natural-born problem solver, so it's all good. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure with a small business with fellow small business owner, who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Some notes on today, 1963. Country music reformers Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hawkshaw Hawkins died in a plane crash of their Piper Comanche near Camden, Tennessee. 1979, NASA's Voyager 1 space probe made its closest approach to Jupiter, sending back photographs of the planet and its moons as well. And in 1982, we learned the sad news of the death of comedian John Belushi, who was found dead at the age of 33. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox, on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy fourth birthday to Danielle Worthington from Mom, Dad, Morgan, and Brooklyn. Jesse Winger from Lori and the Guys. To a wonderful sister-in-law, Nancy Felton from Mel and Linda. And to Nancy, as you enter this special decade, from your apple-picking classmate, Alice. Happy birthday to Megan Rose from Mom, Peyton, Owen, and Kevin. Patrick Schwingle from St. Mary's School. And to Patrick, happy, happy, happy 65th birthday. Love you from Susan, John, Sarah, Jim, and Mark, and all the family. Tim Call has a birthday today. All the best from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. To Oakley Luxton, love from Mom and Dad. Megan Welsh from Karen and Dennis with lots of love. Happy birthday to Paul McManaway from Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Ron Brisboy from the Little Willow Birthday Club. I believe he's the mayor of Little Willow. Have a great day, Ron Brisboy, from Megan and Alicia as well. Happy birthday to Danielle Worthington and Amanda Vital from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also today on this Ash Wednesday, we salute Danielle Worthington, Oakley Luxton, Taylor Coy, Jesse Preston, and Andy Sailing from the RC Lions. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, happy birthday Ryan Bailey, Matthew Nanke, Bobby Joe Bumkamp Drone, Joellen Gaplin, Kurt Bindle, Pam Sturdivant, Tyler Hatch, and Camden Harrington. Happy anniversary, Larry and Terry Bumkamp.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Gentle Cherry Yoga at the Richland Center Community Center is canceled today. All Richland County meal sites are closed, and there will not be home-delivered meals. Richland Community Food Pantry will be open this afternoon between 4 and 5:30. Parent-teacher conferences in the Richland District are canceled for today. And school is closed at Kickapoo, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, Eagle, and Wazika Steuben Schools.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Drive carefully on your way through. Temps could change. Winds could blow in as well later today. Remembering Patsy on WRCO this morning.
I'm back in baby's arms. How I miss those loving arms. I'm back where I belong. Back in baby's arms. Don't.
Finley, hoping you have a great day. Keep it tuned right here for more info and community news. Joanne is next for an update.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A winter storm warning is in effect for Vernon County until 6 tonight. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 6. And a wind advisory is in effect for most of the area from 11 to 9 today. Rain turning to snow this morning, then tapering off in the afternoon. Snow accumulations of 1 to 4 inches possible, with temperatures falling to the mid to low 30s. Tonight, breezy and colder with partial clearing, a low of 17. Currently in Richland Center, we have received just over an inch of rain. With northeasterly winds at 12 miles per hour, it's 33 degrees. We do have some reminders, and we'll have those for you in a moment.
The weather can be unpredictable, but you can count on Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center. Town and Country is close to you at 2490 Highway 14, next to Goodwill. Shop deep discounts on closeouts and new arrivals with savings on Speed Queen Laundry, Whirlpool Refrigeration, and Maytag Cooking Products. Town and Country TV and Appliance is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, with all the weather advisories and warnings, winter weather announcements for today include school closings, Kickapoo, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, Eagle, and Wauzeka Steuben have all canceled classes today. The Richland District had a scheduled day off today. However, parent-teacher conferences will not be held. In community announcements, Gentle Cherry Yoga at the Richland Center Community Center is canceled. All Richland County meal sites are closed, and there will not be home-delivered meals. And the Richland Community Food Pantry, however, will be open today between 4 and 5:30. Those are our latest weather-related announcements. Please do not burn without first checking the DNR website was the word last night from Fire Chief Scott Gold at the Richland Center City Council meeting. He reported that a landowner did receive a citation from the DNR Monday following a fire call the department responded to. The citation was for burning outside of posted hours. It was also mentioned that until our latest rain, everything was very dry. However, even with the rain, be sure to check the DNR website for burning conditions and remember to call 608-647-2106 to report that you will be burning. Gold reported that the DNR has already had more fire responses in 2025 than in all of 2024. It was also reported that a cease and desist order was given to workers installing the fiber optics in the city following some major accidents and outages. The problem has since been dealt with and work continues. The City of Richland Center previously received a community development block grant, which included funds loaned to Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program in exchange for a mortgage against certain real estate. The city and Southwest CAP entered into a grant agreement which governed the terms of the loan, which included a provision mandating that the mortgaged property would be used as transitional housing. Southwest CAP has expressed a desire to transfer the agreement, the property, and the loan to Lydia's House Ministries under the same terms agreed to by Southwest CAP, including the use of the property for transitional housing. The Richland Center City Council approved the request. Richland Center has previously benefited from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Community Development Investment Grant Program, employing a first-come, first-served strategy that resulted in successful funding for Los Amigos and Wild Honey Collective. However, a recent policy shift by WEDC has altered the landscape, limiting the city to a single remaining CDI grant opportunity before a 3 to 5 year period of ineligibility. This necessitates a strategic reevaluation of the city's approach. Currently, there are two projects of active interest, the A.D. German Warehouse Conservancy's ongoing building renovation and the city's strategic goal of attracting a downtown hotel developer, both of which are potential candidates for this final grant. The Common Council voted to impose a moratorium on CDI grant application processing until a firm commitment is secured from a hotel developer or until July 1st, 2025, whichever occurs first. The Richland Center City Council approved to annex the Starlight 14 drive-in into the city. As a result, the city agrees to pay annually to the town for 5 years an amount equal to the amount of property taxes that the town of Richland levied on the annexed property as shown by the tax roll for the year 2024. The 2024 property taxes payable in 2025 is $337, equaling a 5-year total of $1,685. Due to the Richland County Radio Project, the Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that is P25 digital capable. The current radios the department has will only support VHF frequency and will not work on the new Richland County Radio channel. The council approved the purchase of 3 Kenwood NX5000 radios from Gencom in the amount of $4,600. The police department is also looking to replace its records management systems. The current system has been in use since 1999 and has limitations, which requires extra steps by administration staff that slow the data entry process along with not conforming with state reporting guidelines. The current system is not web-based, therefore cannot be accessed from outside the network. A True North RMS and CAD system is cloud-based, so officers would have access remotely from the squad. Reports, addresses, phone numbers, and even pictures will be accessible from Squad MDC. True North is an all-in-one system that is more user-friendly and more complete to fit the needs of the department. All features and future features are included in the initial cost, along with any custom features that the department may need or require. The total cost of implementation is $27,500. There will be an annual fee of $5,000 per year and is included in the total cost for the first year and then will be covered in year two and subsequent years by the annual cost already in the budget for the current RMS and tracker evidence system once canceled. The council unanimously approved the request. With school safety at the forefront of our nation's consciousness, a school district in southwest Wisconsin is being proactive in assuring safe and effective evacuation of the school campus. The Ithaca School District, along with members of the Richland County Sheriff's Department, conducted 2 exercises that helped them practice the Family Assistance Plan. In the event of evacuation, this plan focuses on ensuring that students and staff are safely moved to an alternative location and accounted for. This event was held with the thought of evacuation for any type of situation in mind. In Exercise 1, everyone present loaded the Ithaca buses to determine an approximate need for transportation should students and staff be required to relocate. Middle school and high school students paired up with elementary students to assist Ithaca staff, adults in the process. Ithaca Safety Committee member Jill Thompson was impressed with the level of responsibility shown by the Ithaca middle and high school students.
I was so impressed with our middle and high school students. They took the lead in this simulated emergency. It was really great seeing them team up together to keep students safe and accounted for. When we practice this in simulated situations, it makes it a lot easier when it becomes a little more second nature if the need arises.
In Exercise 2, a simulation to account for all individuals occurred inside the Ithaca buildings. A discussion was held after the exercises, highlighting possible scenarios and expectations. Students may come home and ask about their emergency contact information. Emergency contact information can be updated by calling the school office and speaking with Sheila or Christine. The Ithaca student body displayed outstanding behavior throughout the exercises. Ithaca Superintendent Greg Herbst summed up the morning's events.
My biggest takeaway from today was the seriousness with which the students took their assignment, which certainly warms my heart because my wife and I raised three kids, and our number one criteria with regard to the school was to send them back home in the same condition that we sent them to you. So we want them to be safe. Obviously, we want them to learn and become more intelligent, but first and foremost, just send my babies back in the condition that I sent them to you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, March 5th. Leroy E. Mellum, 87 of Wanakee, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison due to complications of leukemia and pneumonia. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Lakeview Lutheran Church in Madison. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will be in the Otter Creek Cemetery, Highland, at 1:30. A reception will follow at the Dodger Bowl in Dodgeville. The Windcrest Funeral Home in Wanakee is assisting the family of Leroy E. Mellum, 87, of Wanakee. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend, died February 25th at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79 of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with words of remembrance at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Dick Sadler, 74 of Lone Rock. Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery, Yuba. Friends may call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Catherine Marie Kathy Vodak, 66 of rural Hillsboro. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene, 90 of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72 of Richland Center, died February 26th of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Bernadine J. Bernie Donbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville, died February 25th. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, March 30th, from 10 to 2, at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will follow. Bernadine J. Bernie Donbaugh, 80, of Dodgeville.
Hi, everyone.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wednesday morning quarterbacking on the president's congressional speech.
The biggest problem that I had with the speech is that there was nothing said, nothing laid out, nothing articulated by Donald Trump to meet the needs of the American people, particularly as it relates to the economy.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, on why Texas Congressman Al Green was escorted out of the chamber. Johnson says he remembers a similar but much smaller disruption previously.
The only example I can think of is one, you know, the famous Joe Wilson, where he uttered something in a Barack Obama speech, but he quieted down immediately and was quiet for the rest of the night. Al Green was trying to interrupt the entire proceeding.
The president, during his speech, touting his six-week-old administration's reshaping of the federal government, trade, and foreign policy. Across the South, communities are surveying damage from an overnight slew of severe weather, including tornadoes. Two in Mississippi were killed. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.